what we did, what I had done just this last, and I'll announce it on your show right now, because it's coming on Absolute Interference next week. We're going to show it launching to the world April 20th. But in that show, we're going to show something. If you've seen Absolute Proof, the tail end of it is all these cyber attacks. Well, in Absolute Interference, I said, you know what? I want you to take some specifically where they came out of China. And I said, take like 20 of them. And I said, take those. I want those attacks that came directly out of China. I want a team on the ground, a separate cyber team. And they went and they checked out physically where the attacks came from, the longitude, latitude, the IP addresses of the machines, the IDs of the computers, who did it, and those things of all the, and there was 19 of them, these 19 attacks out of thousands that came in over the election, over the third and fourth. Well, so these, and then it comes over here where they were at, the IP address of them, say it's the Secretary of State of that state, or the county commission, or the county board office, or the actual Dominion machines, where they and where they came in, the exact timestamp. And here's key: we had these validated by third party. The timestamps that are in there and that shows the flip. Now you have to compare them to what actually went on in the election, which was, these numbers weren't available till like November 20th. So we put up a number. Let's say it's one attack, and it says Donald Trump had flipped 11,000 votes from a timestamp at 11:22 on November 3rd a.m., and it flipped, let's say, 18,000 votes. And you have a timestamp. You can't change that. Then we got new data from inside that cyber, that spyware. Now you take that, and we put it into the actual thing from the election and the exact timestamp. So you married the two together. What? They fit like a glove.
Now, every now and then, you get to interview a guest that you truly respect. And I do respect all of our guests. But I will admit that I have a certain admiration for our next guest. He has been in the news even when he doesn't want to. And sometimes he's in the news when you least expect it for various topics, ranging from censorship to voter fraud to vaccines to pillows. We are very blessed, pleased, and honored to have Mike Lindell join us today. Mike, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's a great day for America.
It is a great day for America. Every day is, as long as we're still here. So let's just get right off the bat. I want to tell everybody, listen, if you have not heard Mike's history, Mike's story, you know, I strongly encourage you to hear it. I listened to a great interview you did with Jamie Glassoff the other day from Glassoff Gang. And I learned more about you during that interview than I think I've ever heard. So I will put that in the show notes so people can watch that as well. I want to get into today and into the future. And I want to start with what I think is the most important and wonderful news that we've heard in quite a long time, Frank. FrankSpeech.com is a new site that you will be launching. Why don't you tell us what it is?
Well, what it is, it's a combination between like a Twitter and a YouTube. And there's nothing like it out there at all, but that would be kind of to be as best describe it. But what it's going to do, it's going to bring all the influencers, your podcasters, your people that have been censored out there, your radio station, TV, print, they're all going to be there. We're going to be, it's massive voice of free speech. And we're not going to, because it's my own platform, we don't have to worry about your Amazons or your Googles or your YouTubes or your Vimeos or your Apples taking down and trying to suppress our free speech even further. They've attacked our First Amendment beyond anything this country has ever seen in history. In fact, it hasn't been done since 1798. I can talk about that in a minute. But what this platform is, and you can go there today, frankspeech.com, and you can sign up early to get a VIP pass on midnight on Thursday. You can get into Frank and you can watch everything and tour the site, do everything you want to do, set up your own account. And then on Monday, April 19th at 9 a.m., we're launching to the world. I'm going to be on there. We're going a 48-hour marathon where we're going to be just talking about, it's going to be like a Frankathon. We're going to, as people are coming in, I'm going to have guests on every hour. We're going to be talking about the First Amendment rights of what we have that have been taken away. The next day, I'm launching on Tuesday on Frank and to the world, I'm launching Absolute Interference. It's this third one in a series I've done. This will show all the stuff that's you just got to watch it. It's absolutely incredible what we're going to show, this attack by China on our country, what's been going on, and all the people that I've had on the ground now validating everything. And by the time you watch this, you're going to, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. You're going to go, we need to do something now. And, but this Frank speech is, it's what it does. It answers to, it takes two problems. The biggest problem where you're, of course, there's problem on other platforms like Facebook where, you know, I put out Absolute Proof when that came out. They put a cover over it, Mark Zuckerberg, and it says contains pornography and nudity. You know, this is the kind of things that these social media platforms that these guys in Silicon Valley and these and the mainstream media and all this, they've been afraid. They've been sent not only censorship, but the other ones are afraid to have people on to talk freely because they're afraid of getting sued by your dominions and your smartmatics of the world, afraid of getting sued, you know, and, or they just don't want you talking about, let's say, a vaccine. You know, I just seen in the news today the communications person at the White House says, yeah, the vaccines have been approved by the FDA. Liar, liar, pants on fire. They have not been approved. You are a liar to the people. You know, these are crimes against humanity when they put out the governments doing these things to just wipe us out. I compared it on a show I just did a little bit ago. I guess it was yesterday. Back in the day, when I was growing up, we had black and white TVs, and they would you'd turn them off, and they would shrink to this little tiny dot, and you'd turn them back on, they'd come back to life before that dot went out. As kids, we would do that. Well, this is what they're doing to us. They're trying to squish our free speech till we get this dot. But you know what? We're not going to take it. This Frank is going to unite us all. Is get us all together. We won't have to worry that we're kicked off of YouTube or Vimeo or any of these platforms. We don't have to worry about Mark Zuckerberg suppressing our videos on there and not showing it or saying their lies. And really interesting, I want to tell you this. Mike, they're going, Mike, how are you going to define free speech? Well, I'll tell you how we're going to define free speech. We went back in our times to our forefathers, our founding fathers, and the Supreme Court. They have made rulings on these things. What is free speech? So that's what this is going up. And basically, you're going by, if you go back in time, a lot of it's just divine. It's the biblical principles. So you're not going to be able to put up their, you know, porn, and you're not going to be able to say four words for sure. Swearing is a go with the, along with the Bible. You're not going to be able to say the C word, the N word, the F word, and you're certainly not going to be able to say God's name in vain. So you won't be able to type it in. But when we talk about free speech, the other platforms, what they've done, they have used what they consider their narrative, what they're subjective to. Here's what we say that this should be censored. They use hate speech as a way to censor hate speech. How can you get censored when you're talking about a vaccine and you're saying, I said it the other day, that the vaccine was the mark of the beast. That's my personal opinion. I've read about it in the Bible. I've read about what they say could happen there, you know, if anybody reads Revelation. And that's my opinion. But don't come out with a fact like they did at the White House and say they've been FDA approved. You know, I mean, this is crazy. So what we're doing is we're going to bring back our freedoms. You know, to take everything away, not this election attack by China and to steal our election through these machines, but then to... the first thing you want to do when you're trying to take a country over without raising a gun is take away the free speech, take away communications to everybody, feed them one narrative, brainwash them over and over again. They've been doing this in our colleges for decades here. And I told the other day, I said, all you millennials out there and all you people that went to college here in the last couple of decades and you learned about and you think socialism is just socializing with your friend, having a cup of coffee. Now they're seeing firsthand what socialism and communism can do. It's happening all around us. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I have that in my company. I probably have 500 Democrats out of 2,500 employees. These guys, They're going, we didn't vote for this. What is this? This isn't a Democratic Party. No, it's not. This is communism that's come into our country. Wake up, people. This is it. We have to, right now, we have to get our voices heard far and wide.
We absolutely do. And that was so well said. It's funny, I don't know if you were aware of this, but we were actually one of the first, if not the first, to talk about the digital voter fraud. We had Lieutenant General Tom McInerney on, who you had on your show. We had him on before the election talking about it. And then we came out on November 6th talking about, we were the first ones that actually reported on Dominion voting systems in Antrim County. And so Lynn Wood had retweeted it. It kind of exploded from there. Right. Not trying to toot her horn because I haven't done anything new close to what you've done so far.
Right. Well, no, though. But you know what? That you bring up a great thing there. Now think about that. Antrim County, you guys brought that up. Everyone says to me, Mike, that evidence, everything's been looked at. I said, no, the evidence I got was on January 9th. And the evidence that's new evidence, I just got a week and a half ago. But anyway, I want to say this. And they said, no, this evidence, no judges looked at anything except for Antrim County, Michigan. And does anybody know out there what just happened last Friday? I mean, the great lawyer, Matt DiPierno, he turned in all his brief. He turned it in. The evidence is, Michigan is like, I mean, it's there it is, black and white. They're all the stuff that they've done. And you don't hear about it. It should be all over every news channel in the world. This is where it's at, everybody. This is where it's at. And why was Mike Lindell attacked relentlessly? 23 retailers now they've attacked to the point that they have to drop me with cancel culture. Realize that I was always in for Donald Trump ever since I met him. Sure, I was attacked when there was a therapeutic last summer that I had found, and I was attacked there by bots and trolls. And I was attacked when I spoke out at the Rose Garden about reading our Bibles and staying in the Word. Spending time with our families, it's what they don't want. But there was nothing like the attacks I'm experiencing now. Why? They were hired hit groups because they don't want, you got to get rid of our voices. And I just put it out there and I'm going, hey, I've got I'm 100%. Here's the evidence we were attacked by China. 100% using Dominion Smartmatic machines. I told Dominion to sue me. Finally, they did. So now what? Now I can come back with them with all this evidence. But let me tell you what we're doing this week. Very interesting. MyPillow, Dominion sued MyPillow. Not just Mike Lindell, they sued MyPillow. Here's a company that's, you know, a lot of the employees have stock. They're the ones that have stock in the company. And private company, nothing to do with their CEO out there speaking his mind. And here's 2,500 families and stuff. And they've had all these things, all these attacks going on. And these companies dropping one after another. Shame on you, Dominion. But I'll tell you what, this week, MyPillow is suing them, not countersuing. We're suing them for First Amendment violations. What they did, they used lawsuits to threaten over 100 different lawsuits and threatening of other people that they could get sued. And then, so everyone's afraid to talk about it. They've done this to the media. So you can't go on and say the word Dominion. If you say that word, man, you're pulled off with a hook off the show. So what we're doing, we're suing Alan Dershowitz is coming on. He was hired with my lawyers as an advisor. He said it's going to be the biggest, the most important lawsuit for free speech, our First Amendment rights in history. He also said this. This was not done by anybody. You have to go back to 17, I think it was 98. Where they did it against newspapers back then. Big people with money and this company went and threatened newspapers for lawsuits if they printed anything, whether, you know, just their free speech. They threatened them to not write stuff. Well, in 1800, they came up with this thing where you can't do it anymore. So from 1800 to right now, all of a sudden Dominion Smartmatic say, hey, we know we're guilty, so we're going to start suing people and we're going to threaten people. Starting on November 9th with the guy in Colorado. That's the first one they did. And these guys, they have a history. I'm going to show their whole history on national TV, going back all the way to the birth of the machines in Venezuela, how they split off, attacked other countries. Other countries won't let them in because they know that they're built to steal elections. And we're going to expose it all. And one of the things is they will, all these, you know, I said it before on other shows, I want everybody to think about this. If everybody was out there saying there were knives and rocks in my pillows, what would I do? I would go, hey, you're lying. Come and look inside my pillow. I would open them up and say, look, it's beautiful patented fill, you know? But no, they didn't do that because there are rocks and knives in their machines. And that's a parallel. So people don't try and Dominion, if you're out there, don't say, no, Mike Lindell says there's rocks and knives in my pillow or in my machine. No, they're built to steal elections. They won't let us look at their machines. Well, guess what? It's too late to close the gate. The cows are out of the barn. They got some in Michigan. Sorry, Dominion. They got them, and they stole just in one county 7,000 votes out of 15,000. Bleep, bleep. You know, and then we checked other counties. They're all the same. What we did, what I had done just this last, and I'll announce it on your show right now, because it's coming on Absolute Interference next week. We're going to show it launching to the world April 20th. But in that show, we're going to show something. If you've seen Absolute Proof, the tail end of it is all these cyber attacks. Well, in Absolute Interference, I said, you know what? I want you to take some specifically where they came out of China. And I said, take like 20 of them. And I said, I want those attacks that came directly out of China. I want a team on the ground, a separate cyber team. And they went and they checked out physically where the attacks came from, the longitude, latitude, the IP addresses of the machines, the IDs of the computers, who did it, and those things of all the, and there was 19 of them, these 19 attacks out of thousands that came in over the election, over the third and fourth. Well, so these, and then it comes over here where they were at, the IP address of them, say it's the Secretary of State of that state, or the county commission, or the county board office, or the actual Dominion machines, where they came in, the exact timestamp. And here's key. We had these validated by third party. The timestamps that are in there and that shows the flip. Now you have to compare them to what actually went on in the election, which was, these numbers weren't available till like November 20th. So we put up a number. Let's say it's one attack and it says Donald Trump had flipped 11,000 votes from a timestamp at 11:22 on November 3rd a.m. and it flipped, let's say, 18,000 votes. And you have a timestamp. You can't change that. Then we got new data from inside that cyber, that spyware. Now you take that and we put it into the actual thing from the election and the exact timestamp. So you married the two together. What? They fit like a glove. Then everybody, you're going to see, if you go, you can go watch Scientific Proof. This is done by a physicist, Dr. Frank in Ohio. And he went out in a whole nother platform here. He has numbers and exact data too that are math. You can't deny it. Any of you could do this from home. We took his and we married it with those attacks from China. Just those 19 attacks. We put them all together. It's like all these coming together. They all fit perfect. Not one thing off. And guess what? Here's what the data, here's what it came out. You're going to all see this next Tuesday. What that does, though, you add up the flips in those five states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona, just those 19 attacks from China that are proven beyond anything, it flips all those five to Donald Trump. And that's not counting all the massive and all the other thing that went on. This is a very simple, you can't deny this in court. Here they are. Here it is. Here's who did it. And we even have the people. We have people that are going to whistleblow, people that were involved. They're going to be on the show. They're going to show you. We can't show their faces, but we have people that are going to come forward when we do get before the Supreme Court, and they're going to get in there and they're going to tell it all. So you have all the pieces now that we needed before. But why are, everyone says, well, Mike, why are you going to wait? Why are you going to wait? And here's why. This has been tried before. There was enough evidence of other stuff all through the month of November and December. You can't use people that died. You can't use people that don't live in your state. You can't, but all these states did. They all did, and nobody did anything. You had legislators that didn't do their job, and crooked Republicans like Brian Kemp of Georgia and Brad Raffensperger and Doug Ducey, these people that didn't do their jobs, legislators that didn't do their job. But you know what? that would be a miracle, because we wouldn't be where we're at now, because they would have flipped it to Donald Trump for sure. And we would have never known about these machines, everybody. So this is a blessing of all time. But what happened then was, after that, when this machine evidence first came out, when I got it on January 9th, boy, oh boy, they don't want to hear about the truth, because this is, if any judge or anybody ever looks at this, it's over. It's over, okay? You pulled down that election in 2 minutes. Now, if you get to the Supreme Court now, or get to these places, or turn it into the government, I don't know who to trust in the government anymore. So we as a people, we all of us, that's why Frank's so important. We're going to dump this evidence, and you need to get it out far and wide. When we dropped absolute proof, it was seen by 150 million people. We are getting 50,000 people a minute coming on that our site. It ain't breaking. So you get involved with frankspeech.com, get on there, get on this, Frank. And when we launch this, we're going to dump evidence every single day till everyone in the world knows, every person. If you're a Democrat or Republican, don't matter. You're going to be scared to death of what happened to our country, that China's taking over, going to do this. And you're going to go, we need to get this to the court. Those 9 Supreme Court justices are all people like you and I. They're people, and they're going to be going, whoa, we got attacked. And here's the proof. They're going to see everything before we even bring it to them. So that's why I'm waiting, be like 4, 5, 6 weeks. You bring it to them now with this case, and it's not me putting it up. These will be government officials too that are behind this, and they're going to bring it to the Supreme Court. And now guess what's going to happen? All 9 of them are going to, yes, we will look at it. But we don't even have to, because we've already seen it a million times. And then they're going to go, let's vote on this. What are we going to do? And they're going to vote. It's going to be 9-0, because you can't deny this evidence. You have to vote. If you're a true person, a judge, whatever, you might not like that it happened, that it's real, that it happened, but it happened. And that's all you're going to vote, 9-0, that it happened. And now whatever they do with that, I don't know. People have asked me, well, Mike, what do? Do you put in the rightful winner, Donald Trump, right away? Do you have another election with paper ballots? But I do know one thing. There won't be a machine left in the United States or around the world. The machines are gone. You have to do like they did, I think, in Iraq with a purple thumb. One vote, one person. I'll say one more thing. I want to say one more thing. What we're doing in this around this country, we got people on the ground. They're doing recalls, like in Arizona. They're recalling bad people that have done bad things, like Doug Ducey. So one of the things you found out, and what I found out, because I've asked these people, wow, you're doing this. How does this work? Well, they do these petitions. It's kind of interesting. You got to get a piece of paper, exact size, exact, it's very strict. The printing on it, exact. You got to get a validated signature that it's an authorized one person, ID, one person, one signature per one vote for a recall. With my point being, and they got to be hand counted. What a concept. So now you have more, it's harder and more, but not harder. It's more safe and more real to do a recall than it is. There's more restrictions than there is to do an election for our United States with these machines. So here's Ducey. Wow. Of course it'll be accurate because it's done more by paper, one count, one ballot. It takes a little more time, but you know what? It's accurate. And nobody can cheat it. You can't cheat. You can't steal. You can't come in China and take our country. So it's just very interesting. The way to do it, sometimes the best technology is by hand. I have products I still make by hand because it's the best way to do it. It's the most accurate and best way to do something. So that will manifest to that. And I will say this, when we get through all this, I want everybody out there to keep the hope. And keep the faith, because when we do get through this, it's like, that's why I say it's a great day for America, because I already know the future. We're going to look back on this and say, wow, this all had to happen to get to this great place we're going to get to. And all of us are going to unite. It's going to be one of the greatest unitings of a country in history. I don't care what party you're in. We're going to unite. And once again, politicians will have to be for the people. What I've noticed is politicians have an agenda, either a personal agenda or a political agenda, and they make decisions based on that. This is supposed to be for the people. And we have to really look into officials in Washington that aren't elected. they're the worst ones, the ones that aren't elected. I mean, obviously the ones now, we didn't get to pick them. We didn't get to pick them. But, you know, before when we did get to pick them, you still have the corrupt ones that are there in Washington that aren't chosen by the people. And we've got to redo this, and it's going to manifest out to something very good, very awesome. It's going to go back to our Constitution, what our forefathers wanted. It's going to be amazing. One nation under God.
Amen to that, brother. And I've always said that, you know, you're talking about technology. I've always said that the no technology that man can ever make is as good as the ultimate technology which God created, which to me is us. You could say that maybe it's the sun or something like that, but you're right. Hand counting, is it technological? No, but maybe it is. And maybe it's going to be the best way to go. Slower, yes. More accurate, absolutely. Now, I want to go back to something that you'd said about the Supreme Court. People do ask you, and I want to do some, give some clarity here, because I think that this is something that's important. I don't know if you even realize that you're doing a double duty in this, because I did a show the other day. I've spoken to constitutional scholars about this. And I've been, you know, we've been going over this, you know, gaming this out. What can happen? Let's say we have the audits in Maricopa County. Let's say that your documentaries, your three amazing movies come out. Well, the first two have already watched, of course. You know, the next one coming out on April 20th, people see this and they start to wake up to realize that this is crazy. What is the recourse? And people keep pointing to the Supreme Court, which is right. But here's the thing. The Supreme Court is only, they can only subtract. They cannot add. In other words, they can say that the election was void. And they have, as recently as 2 years ago, they have said an election has been voided, in which case there has to be a new election. That might be an acceptable, you know, it's better than nothing. Okay. But to me, the solution has always been to rely on the people. And this is where frank speech comes into effect, because here's the thing. Right. If we can get enough people to say, this election was stolen and we know it. And so we have to get the word out that it was stolen. We have to make sure that everybody knows, and everybody has to make the demand. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, go away. They have to willingly do it. And if you can get enough people to voice this opinion, to basically stand up and remind Washington, D.C., that this is a government for the people, by the people, that we are a constitutional republic, that they are in their office based upon our good graces, that right. They work for us. If we can get them to acknowledge that with enough people through frank speech,
right,
then I can actually see where they can step down. Now, here's the thing. I've gone through two different ways that President Trump could then be installed. And I'm not going to waste your time on that here. We should talk about that some other time, though, because there is a constitutional way for us to have President Trump back in the White House very soon. Right. Let's talk, if we could.
Well, I want to say something there. I want to remind people that, because I get asked that all the time too, there is no statute of limitations on a crime of this magnitude. Right. This is a crime against all humanity. I mean, you don't say, well, this has happened. There's nothing in the Constitution that there's many elections that get taken down, but mm-hmm. It just so happens we haven't had a presidential one. We do have precedents on this of other elections that after the fact they found out something went wrong or something was done and they have to, you know, flip it to the other person or do whatever they do. This is just on a bigger scale. And it will set a precedent as far as a presidential election, but there are other things. And we do know it's a crime. So when they do bring it down, you're right. It should be when I get it out to all the people. And I'm talking not just 80 million that voted for Donald Trump, all the people, even Democrats going, you know what? We want our party. If that's what they like, the old Democrat party, that was their party. But this is a communist party that came in that's using the Democrat party right now. And these people, you should say, right, they should say, hey, we didn't win. We see the evidence too, and step down. And then everybody figures out what you're going to do for the people. I like what you said.
It is for the people and it is by the people. We are, you may or may not know this, my audience very well knows this. You know, we had a huge YouTube channel taken down. Okay. We had our Facebook pages have been suppressed. We used to get 200,000 views on Facebook very easily. And now we're lucky if we get 10, 20,000 sometimes, but we don't care because we're not into Facebook anymore. We don't like it. My Twitter account is still there, but the Knock Report Twitter account was taken down the same day that President Trump was taken down. Coincidence there. We were taken down from Spotify, Medium. There's so many of these places out there. You know, we're taken down because we're conservatives. Okay. You're creating frank speech. Now, I want to be clear. I think I know the answer to this, but I want the people to hear it from you. This is not a conservative site. This is not an echo chamber. You are inviting everyone, because anyone who has a voice, anyone who wants to participate in the conversation, as long as they are, you know, are not breaking the law, basically, or break, you know, going with the four words that you'd mentioned earlier, then everybody is welcome. Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Green Party, radical leftists. You can have BLM people on there if they really want to venture over, Antifa, whatever. Is that a correct assessment?
That's correct. But they have to go by the definition of free speech, which we have researched in the Constitution, what has been ruled on it. So you can't go over there and you can't, for instance, you couldn't go out, you know, you can't go out and say, hey, I'm going to go. I want this guy killed, whatever. That's not free speech. No, thou shalt not kill. You look at your biblical principles. You know, this is a platform where you can have your opinions. Of course you can have your opinion. Anybody can in that. What we will not allow are bots and trolls. We're going to do everything we can because those are hired hit jobs. And they're hired hit jobs. They go on there and they'll go one after another. These guys sit in a room, and I'm going to very much educate people on what that is. If any out there don't know what that is, because you probably haven't experienced it, talk to one of your friends that's experienced it, and or go to some post on my pillow and go on our Facebook page or go on Mike Lindell's Facebook and scroll down and you see these bots. You'll see these people that make these crazy comments saying whatever, and then you look at them, you click on them, and they got like zero friends. It'll be picture, 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 zero friends. Those are bots. They're not real. These are hired companies like sleepinggiant.org that are hired to destroy other people. That's what they – now, you do get some real people that will chime in because they think that they're piling on. You know, so these are just people piling on, but they're few and far between. The bots and trolls will go right in a row, and then you'll – find yourself, well, how can I argue? I'm arguing with a bot and troll because they're sitting in a room. That's what they are. They're hired hit. That's what the company does. They get hired, crush this company. Go out and kill my pillow. How do you crush my pillow? Well, you go out there to all the people I deal with, and then you attack their social media and say, you know what? If you do this, we're going to boycott you. If you do this, we're going to boycott you. We hate Mike Lindell, Kroger's. If you do this, we're going to boycott you. Bed Bath Beyond, we're going to boycott you. So they back down in fear, and they think it's real people. And it's a shame that they're part of that cancel culture. Every one of them box stores and retailers should be ashamed of themselves. I told them, and they know better. And it's sick because the real people now are like in Michigan. They're going out there in their parking lots of Bed Bath Beyond and stuff going, we want my pillow. And this is what's going on everywhere. Bots and trolls, these higher groups, will not be able to get on my site. And because the first thing they do to wreck a site, they'll come on there with all these, you know, put up horrible porn stuff and stuff like that. Well, that goes against what we're going to have on there. That's not free speech, everybody. Free speech is very well defined. It goes back to biblical principles from our founding fathers. So if you get someone on there saying these things, they're not going to be on there. They're going to be booted off because most of them will be bots and trolls. You talk about hate speech. We just want free speech. If you're a left winger and you've got a right winger and you want to talk on there and make comments, that's fine. Don't tell them you're going to go out and kill them because that's not free speech. Okay. If I say the vaccine, I call it the mark of the beast. If I say some of that, that's my opinion. Now, another guy can say, no, I really like it. It's got bad stuff, and I like bad stuff. That's his opinion, okay? And I'm losing you here. I got to get a little more power. Okay. But no, frank speech will be great. everybody being able to go talk again, to be journalists. What I really want is journalists to be able to be journalists again. This is a key part of Frank's speech. I mean, and it's huge because journalists right now, hosts, they can't talk. I was on one today. I'm not going to name the place. It's a conservative place station. And she was interviewing me. Actually, it was a newspaper. And I said, you can't print if I give you this. And she goes, no, you're right. I can't. I've ordered the things that are off, that are out of bounds. Anything to do with Dominion election fraud, anything to do with the vaccine, anything to do. Now they've included the border. Don't say anything bad about the border. Basically, don't say anything bad about Biden or this administration. It's got to that. And or the state of our country or what's going on. If you do, they're afraid. And her boss won't even let her do it because they're afraid of being sued or being or Big Brother watching over them. And they're threatened because that don't make sense when you can talk about the vaccine. You know, that's the one that really puzzles me, you guys, because I can't go on and say vaccine's the worst thing. I will never take it ever, ever, ever. And then they're out there. They ban me from saying that. And they ban newspapers. You can't go on. You can't go on any. I'm not even going to name them all the. But we know all the major networks. You can't go on there and talk and say the bad about the vaccine. Why? Because my personal opinion, I believe Fauci, Bill Gates. I believe they put such poisons in these things. I believe it's the worst thing on the planet. What I would like to know is get on Frank and have people that can actually talk about the vaccines, because maybe there is one. That people I know that are going to take it that I care for, that one that might not have these bad things in it or other alternatives, you know, that there's other alternatives out there that they could take in spite of taking that. And then they go, well, Mike, we won't be able to fly on an airplane. Not if we all speak up and say, we ain't taking this crap. I'm never taking it. So I guess I won't be flying into, you know, wherever it is. They're trying to do this in Israel, everybody. In Israel, they're trying to make it if you don't take the vaccine, you can't work and you can't go in public. Give me a break. Of all places, Israel, there's a lawsuit there against the government. But the thing is, the government officials don't even realize what they're doing. They're making us put something in your body. If you believe in the vaccine and you take it, good for you, Special K. I'm not taking it. You shouldn't have to worry about me taking it if you take it and you feel all warm and cozy that you're not going to get it. But then they tell you you need to wear a mask on top of it. Give me a break. What are you taking it for then? Why don't you wear 3 masks and sit in your basement so they can take over our country? People, you need to realize this. They've done this through, I don't know how they got even governors involved. How the governors, terrible governors like my governor of Minnesota, Michigan, California, of course, corrupt Brian Kemp of Georgia. Look at Brian Kemp in Georgia. I'm going to go on another track now. He's the other day going, oh, we need to have fair elections. I'm so worried now. We need to have fair elections. And then you got people boycotting their what, the ML, the Delta and all these things. Oh, Brian Kemp, you are deflected. You are corrupt. You're tied into the Dominion machines. You got paid off and it's all going to come out. And you and your buddy, Brad Rassenberger, you're going to prison when this is all done. Shame on you for trying to act like you care now. That's a cover-up, and he knows it. I mean, these are things that need to be talked about. You know what? Brian, let's go on TV, national TV. I'll show what I got against you. You show your Dominion. Let's go on national TV and put us both like in the old days. You know, let's go on Fox. I'll go on CNN with you, Dominion. Let's go sit there. Boom, boom. I'll show you what I got. Let's see your machines and discredit that, because they can't. Instead of taking that route, you know what route they're all taking? Let's just kill the voices of the people. Let's kill the other opinions. Let's wipe them out. Let's wipe them out. And you know what? And if a lot of that is truth, let's wipe that out too, because there's only one truth. You got to realize there's only one truth when you talk about like this, you know, either you have a, it's just like this. When she said the vaccines are FDA approved, there's only one truth. She said they were approved. No, they're not. There's no gray area there. They're not half approved. You know, it's like when we talk about Planned Parenthood, they said the other day, this is last year. I had a gal that wanted me to do a donor. She was a Republican, wanted me to do a donor event for her. I go, I'm not doing a donor event for you, a donor thing for you. I said you're pro-choice. She goes, no, I'm right in the middle. I said, what do you have, kill a baby? I said, what is the matter with you, lady? I said, you're out of your mind. I said, here's the headlines all over CNN. Mike Lindell backs a Republican and goes against his Christian values. You know, my faith in God comes first in Jesus, and that's it. I ain't changing from that. You know, you can either accept that or not with me, but I'm not changing with that. And I'm gonna, but when I speak out about something, if I'm 100% right, I feel I'm right. Or if you feel it's just an opinion, don't suppress what I have to say. And that's what they're doing to everybody. You know, we can argue about it. You can argue about it, but there's only one truth in some things. Okay. So like in the case of Dominion and Smartmatic and this attack, either it happened or it didn't happen. There's no, it partially happened, you know, that whatever they said here our government says right after the election, it's the safest election ever. And then the next guy in the government, like I think his name is John Ratcliffe or whatever, he says this election was hacked, basically. He says we were attacked. So which is it? Then you've got Barr or whatever coming out and going, you know, there's not enough evidence to overturn. Really, you never looked at anything. And what if that evidence was discovered on January 9th and it's all there now? Does it mean it's okay to have something in power when there was a crime of biblical proportions? No. Everyone should say, let's look and see this new stuff. Let's see this. This is unbelievable. We're being attacked. It's what the Democrats warned us about last spring in the movie Kill Chain. The Democrats were so worried that you could take these machines and steal our country from us. And instead of flip-flop, they used their party. Maybe the big guy, maybe China's going, you know, let's just use the Democrats so they don't tell us, you know. Seriously, this is the way things are. And the most important thing is to get our voice back now. All of us. So you come on over. I don't care who you are. Come on over, frankspeech.com. But, you know, and you get in there and you're going to get a VIP pass. You get in there Thursday night. You're going to have it all to yourself with a big launch on April 19th at 9 a.m. It'll be the biggest launch of something. Boom. It's going to be like something you've never seen before. But we're going to just the first dropping our, you know, talking about our free speech and talking about this and people everywhere that were kicked off of YouTube and couldn't do that. Do you know individuals, friends of mine, so many friends and so many people I've heard from, they write me their stories. You know, they might have had a little podcast with 5,000-10,000 people and they run it, but they have little advertisings on there and they have, that's all they relied on. And now they lost their business they've worked for, or on Facebook, they built up a following. I have one guy had 14 employees, does stuff on these platforms, gone, wiped out because he talked about the vaccine, not even about election fraud. He actually put up what was inside the vaccine. What? Oh, man. Unreal. And he put up people that he knew that died from taking the vaccine. So he just put up back, and he was very specific about which ones it was and where it was at. Those were facts. You can't, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, you can't put a page over that and say that it's not true. The guy died, or this happened, or this is in it. You can't be subjective. You can't put like he did to me. Absolute proof, the movie. He puts a thing over it. It says contains pornography and nudity. And you don't think that's a crime, Mark Zuckerberg? You're going to jail along with Jack Dorsey. I mean, they all need to be brought to justice too, because there were crimes committed by these people. When you're part of this cyber crime that came in, if you're part of the cover-up, by the way, we're going to come out with that too. That'll be the final in a series. It'll be absolute cover-up. I have investigators all over the world, actually. I paid a lot of money, and they're investigating who have hired the bots and trolls, how this all ties together, not just the history of the machines and what they did to other countries, but also who does this? Who's at the top of this? We do know that, like, I think it was the CEO of Smartmatic went over and runs this company now that George Soros owns. You know, it's not, you know, you have this George Soros tied into Wikipedia. You guys, they took my Wikipedia and are controlling it. Wikipedia is an evil entity, and we let it, and there's nothing we can do about it because there it is. You can't do anything about it. They take over your Wikipedia or your LinkedIn, or, you know what, I can't, I can't buy my own name on Google AdWords. They won't let me buy my own name. And then they put out crap like this hog pillow. You know when that came out? I'll bring that up right now because that's kind of out there. That hog pillow, on February 5th, I launched Absolute Proof at 9 a.m., okay? Hog doesn't have a pillow, everybody. He's tied into, and it's a long story on the back end. They had to put up something where you could block Absolute Proof, where you could block Absolute Proof. So when that came out, I was buying my own AdWords. So I was buying Mike Lindell, so it would show up to the top of Google so people could click and watch this movie. Well, Google then, there was 18 hog stories, 3 deep and 6 over. A page of hog stories that he's going to come up with this pillow. Who cares? I could care less. They asked me, I go, you know what? If it's real, anybody, that's great. Competition is great as long as you don't infringe on people's patents. Good for him. But they tried to make this story about it. It was all fake. It was completely fake. And just this week, what does he do that we're launching this Frank and everything? He comes out with, oh, I give up. There never was a hog pillow. This is all so people can deflect. The media can deflect and want me to go waste my time talking about some hog pillow that doesn't exist, everybody. They did the same thing with Hunter Biden's laptop. I want to tell everyone that. Right after the election, this was in December, not right after, all of a sudden, everyone's talking about all the evidence that was out there. Massive people, dead people in jail. They have so much evidence. If I stacked it, it would bury me in evidence. Donald Trump won the election. Just take the dead people out, the people, the non-residents. Of course he won. It's ridiculous. But you know what they did to deflect? That all of a sudden, hey, Hunter, Mike, I go on TV. They go, Mike, look, what do you think about Hunter Biden's laptop? I go, what are you kind of a journalist? Are you, what, you guys are going to quit talking about the election fraud, the elections that our country's being attacked? You want to talk about Hunter Biden's lousy laptop now? Give me a break. You know, this is what they do. They're deflecting, deflecting, deflecting. Even that border, in a way, is kind of a deflection because the real problem is this election. It's got to be taken down. These are things we're going to see. The border is a good thing, though, if we could get the word out, because you know what? And they're going to take our guns and everything else because it's scaring people. It's scaring people that are now that are on the left going, wow, this is terrible. You know, just your people, your friends, of people that are Democrats that are on the left. Going, this is horrible. What's going on? Everything we warned them about is real. You know,
absolutely, absolutely. Mike Lindell TV or MikeLindell.tv, is that correct?
It's LindellTV.
Oh, just LindellTV.com. Lindell, yeah. Wow, how did I miss that one?
LindellTV.com and
LindellTV.com. Frank Speech.
Yeah, LindellTV.com. And you can go to frankspeech.com, go to lindelltv.com right now, and you can see all the video, everything, all the evidence, everything that we have so far that I put out. And then go to frankspeech.com today, get an early VIP pass, and we're going to have the biggest launch in the history of the world. Get our voices back. It's going to be amazing, everybody.
That's wonderful. I'd love to have you on after the launch. If we can, I'll talk to your people. We'll arrange that. Brother, it has been a wonderful, I don't even have to tell you.
Well, you stay strong.
God bless you, sir. God bless my pillow. God bless the United States of America.
If you guys, I'm going to throw this in there for my employees. We have over 2,500 of them. We have over 110 products. Everybody, we've been boycotted. Costco's the newest one today to cancel us out. If you want to use the code ML66, you can save up to 66% on all my products. Up to, it would just help them out. And so far we haven't had to let, everyone still has their jobs because everybody's reacted and buying direct. And it's not just pillows; it's everything. We bathrobes, we got slippers, we've got all these great things on there that can help you and help our country and my pillow. Thanks.
Between voter fraud, Frank's speech, vaccines, and everything else, sometimes I forget. Oh, yeah, by the way, he also runs a multi-million dollar business. So with 2,500 employees. Brother, it has been an honor. Thank you so much for being on with us today. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. God bless. Thanks.
God bless you.